Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show today. Glad you joined us. We have a very interesting lineup today. As you know, we publish one-minute highlights and interviews on a daily basis at ExitCoachRadio.com. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on the internet or on your smartphone. Just put in ExitCoachRadio.com. Are you traveling very much these days? Do you go places and feel a little bit uneasy in a new surrounding? But here's the real question. Are you really aware and paying attention to what's going on all around you? Well, our first guest is going to talk about that. We're going to talk with Bob Thurman about, and his company is called Counterattactics Personal Safety and Defense Training. He's from Kansas City, Missouri, and he talks all over the country and all over the world about this. Here's the deal. If you're not really aware of what's going on around you, you're at risk. Anywhere you go, you're at risk these days. And Bob's going to talk to us about how you can be more aware and be more keyed in to your personal safety and self-defense for corporate America. So let's bring him on, Bob. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us today.
Great, Bill. Listen, I'm glad to be here. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks very much for joining us. When we talked before, you really opened my eyes to the fact that we're all really at risk when we go places, and where most people are not aware of their surroundings and they have no clue what would happen if things turned badly. So tell us a little bit about your background. You have a very interesting background, Bob. Tell us about your background and how you came to start Counterattactics Personal Safety and Defense Training. Then we'll get into what it's all about.
Okay, there might be a lot of people that are familiar with that. All throughout the 80s, I was a professional karate association kickboxing world champion. And during a time frame from 1982 to 1990, I had several fights that were broadcast on national television like ESPN, NBC Sports World, ABC Wide World of Sports. This was back before the pay-per-view in mixed martial arts. Mm-hmm. I was featured in Sports Illustrated magazine, the only karate guy ever to be featured in Sports Illustrated, even up to this day. Yeah, I made guest appearances on with Mr. Chuck Norris on Walker, Texas Ranger. Had a pretty awesome fight career.
People knew you as people knew you as Thunder Thurman, right?
Yeah, Bob Thunder Thurman was my ring name. Don't know how much thunder I got now, but used to have a little bit.
Great.
But anyway, in 1989, I was one of my dojos working out with a group of guys, and we were in there. We heard this pop, pop come from the parking garage. Didn't know really what it was. And these people ran in screaming, frankly, some woman had been shot in a robbery. Well, to make a long story short, I went out and found my wife on the sidewalk bleeding from a gunshot wound to the head.
It was your wife that was shot. Oh, my gosh.
My wife, yes. Yeah, it was a nightmare. I mean, there was blood everywhere, a big gash in the skull. I thought for sure that she was going to die. They loaded an ambulance and took her to the hospital. We got to the hospital, she was still alive, which I was amazed then. And what happened, it was a small caliber weapon. The bullet actually penetrated her scalp, ricocheted off her skull and went out the top.
Wow.
Just a scalp wound only. She was 7 weeks pregnant when she got shot. I'm really thankful. I've got a beautiful 24-year-old daughter today. But that day could turn out a whole lot worse. And what happened, I saw how innocently she became a victim. She's a corporate America lady. You know, she didn't have enough time. She didn't have time to spend in a martial art dojo learning self-defense or really how to defend herself. So I decided to design a program that people could come to in a short amount of time, learn knowledge, because knowledge is going to be your best weapon, how to be aware of your surroundings. If you get confronted, how to deal with someone on a psychological level. You know, maybe some anger management techniques, some verbal de-escalation skills, things like this. And I put it all together with hands-on martial art training. We got different programs that we offer. We do a one-hour program, a keynote address, or a complete half-day training program that focuses on three areas of personal safety: the mental awareness, which is the best self-defense. By increasing your awareness, that's the number one thing you can do to increase your safety. Mm-hmm. You know, out in the world today, I call it situational awareness. We have a definition for situational awareness. It means being aware of what's happening right now in your immediate vicinity and understand how your actions can impact your personal safety. And what most people don't realize is, and the funny example I give everyone, I think I told you, is how many times you've been walking in a parking lot looking for your car. We've all done that. Mm-hmm, and when you're looking for your car, I say, what kind of state of mind are you in? Are you paying any attention to who's around you or what's going on in your surroundings? Probably not, because we're so focused on trying to find our car. And then I tell people in the training, I go, how many people spend half their life in that state of mind? We've all got busy lives. You know, we got businesses, we got families, we got kids, you know, we got soccer games. We got all these things going on that we're not paying attention to what's happening right here and now. That's how people wind up becoming victims.
Yeah, that's the normal. I mean, everybody's in that state of mind that I know is they're thinking about the next meeting, the next phone call, the next soccer game, whatever it happens to be, and they're really not paying attention. So what are some key tips of what they should be looking for? How do you become more aware?
Well, the way I make myself be aware, and I'm the worst of anybody because, like I said, you know, I travel continually. I'm on the go 24/7. But, you know, I tell myself every time I get out of my car, I go walk like I'm on a mission. That just reminds me, one, to get my awareness tuned up. You know, especially, you know, if I'm in a mall parking lot or some place where maybe some type of situation could develop. I mean, there's all different kinds of situations. You know, anytime, you know, you're in an unfamiliar location, that's when you need to walk like you're on a mission. And when I say walk like on a mission, you're not walking around looking like you want to kill somebody, but just walk like you know where you're going. You know where around. You got your head up. You're paying attention to who's around you. Just real simple stuff. I have what I call 7 rules of awareness in our training. And rule 1 says be aware of where you are and be prepared to react. You know, if you're walking to your car in a parking lot and you see 3 or 4 guys sitting by your car, well, maybe go get security to walk in or something like that. I tell 2, there's strength in numbers. Criminals look for people who are by themselves. When you're by yourself, you give a criminal 3 things he needs: quick, easy, and low risk. Darkness is the attacker's friend. Obviously, that's rule 3. After dark, just be more aware and make it automatic. Rule 4, I say, check your car before getting inside. I'll do a seminar of 4,000 people, a keynote address. And I go, how many people here check their car every time they get into it? Do you check your car every time you get into it?
No, no way.
No, most people don't. It takes a quarter second. Here's what you don't want. You don't want to start driving down the highway, and all of a sudden you feel this gun barrel at the back of your head. That's what you don't want. You know, rule 5, tell people, criminals expect you to be alone, afraid, and confused. Someone's attacking you. This person attacking you knows what he's going to do, knows what he's going to say, thinks he knows how you're going to react. You want to react differently than he had expected. Step back, create some space. When you create space from someone, they actually de-escalate on a subconscious level. The criminal doesn't even realize it's happening. You take a step back, you look smaller and less threatening. The closer I get to him, the more threatened he's going to feel. I want this guy to think, hey, I'm going along. What do you want? You know, rule 6, I tell everyone, your mind and body are 2 weapons you always have with you, the best weapons you have. If you use your mind to be aware, you can avoid 99.9% of all crime. In rule 7, I tell people, listen to their intuition, you know, their gut feeling. I mean, Bill, how many times you've been someplace and you just get some weird feeling and it comes out of nowhere? You know, scared feeling, a fearful feeling. We all do that. When we get that feeling, we want to pay attention to it and listen to it. Everyone lets their idealistic mind overrule their common sense. You know, if something looks bad or feels bad, doesn't mean there's going to be someone around the corner with a gun. When you get that feeling, it's there for a reason. Tune into it. Listen to it. It can save your life. When I designed this program, I interviewed a lot of victims of violence. including my wife. And she said before she got out of her car, she thought she had a bad feeling. She thought something was wrong, but she just ignored it. The guy that had shot her, he was walking over to her, and she said she felt sorry for him because it looked like he only had one arm. We had a gun behind his back. You know, so pay attention to your gut feelings. Something looks bad or feels bad, you know, there's a potential that it could present a danger to you.
It sounds like a lot of this, Bob, is just being, it's just making sure that you're always aware that you're always potentially a victim. Something could happen at any time, and things happen at any time to people. And so part of this is, for instance, would you pull up at night to a bad intersection without your doors locked and your windows open? You know, that type of thing. So a lot of this is just the basic steps of being aware and prepared instead of being totally distracted and realizing that you can avoid a lot of these situations with a little bit of preparation.
Absolutely. Just by being aware of your surroundings, by increasing your awareness, you can avoid a lot of it. You know, then if something happens, you get confronted. You know, most of the time, if a criminal comes up and he attacks you, he's going to want one or two things. He's going to want you, or he's going to want your valuables. You know, in most cases, criminals are going to want your possessions. You know, if you give your criminal the possessions in a non-threatening manner, once he has those possessions, he'll generally leave. There's, you know, really three reasons why people attack someone. The first reason is someone's trying to fulfill a physical need. They need money to eat, for drugs, whatever. You know, this is the most common type of attacker. This kind of attacker will present a weapon most of the time for immediate intimidation. But the good thing about this type of attacker is once his need is satisfied, he will generally end the attack and leave. Someone comes up to me and goes, "Hey, Bob Thurman, give me your purse or your billfold or whatever. I'm going to take my money out of my pocket, hand it to this guy, and he'll just walk away. I'll remember what he looks like. I don't want to see him anymore if I don't have to. I want to get out of there alive." You know, if he wants more, well, then, you know, we have to think about what we can do or can't do. Most time, criminals are going to want your money. They do, hand it over. It's not worth fighting for. I mean, the only way I'd fight for it, Bill, if I had like the $45 million winning Powerball ticket, that might be worth fighting for, you know.
Okay.
Anything less is not. The second type of criminal we have is attacking for a mental need. These guys want control, power, dominance. Obviously, this is a sexual predator. These kind of attackers will always change or broaden the man's attack. This person, what really distinguishes this person is they want control. They'll reach out and grab you. They won't shove you. They'll grab you. Someone shoves you, that's an intimidation move. Someone grabs you, that's a control deal. And that's what this guy did with my wife. Guy came up and asked her for a purse, then her rings, then her jewelry. Then he physically reached out and grabbed her. And when he grabbed her, the dynamics of that attack changed. It went from, you know, it went from non-personal to personal. And the third type of need, obviously, is someone attacking for a social need. And these type of attacks are generally gang-related. There's always going to be more than one of them. You know, I just tell everyone, just don't go to where the gangs go. Just avoid them. You see a group of guys coming down the street, cross the street, and go down the other side. Just avoid them.
Mm-hmm. So when you talk to corporate America now, a lot of course, executives travel internationally. How is it different? Like I've talked to a lot of people, Bob, that they get off the plane, they maybe go to their first tourist spot. Next thing they know, they've been pickpocketed, robbed somehow. I mean, it happens very quickly. So, I mean, is there anything that people can do about that when they're traveling internationally that's different than when you're traveling, say, within the U.S.?
Absolutely. You know, I tell people, you know, traveling outside the country, you know, understand the customs and the laws aren't our laws and our customs. Understand, I tell everyone the biggest joke I always say is when you're outside the country traveling, try to not look like an American.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look like an American. I go, people don't like us. You know why? I don't know. I think we're pretty cool citizens. But, you know, try not to look like an American. I tell everyone to keep your pickpocket from getting picked. Put a rubber band around your wallet. That's all you got to do. You put a rubber band in your wallet, carry your wallet in your front pocket or your lapel pocket. It makes it very difficult to pop. pick.
Ladies,
you know, carry that purse, a real small purse, so you can carry it on a shoulder or something like that. Keep it close to your body. Just real simple stuff. Just be extra aware. You know, be cautious of foreign taxis, particularly in South America, Mexico, places like that. You know, the thing about being outside the country is you don't have no idea where you're at. You don't speak the language, you know. Don't know what the money's worth. I mean, there's really a lot of safety concerns. I tell people when you check into a hotel, make sure that it's a decent hotel. Make sure you get a room between the first and, you know, above the first floor, but not above the sixth, because the hotel catches on fire. What happens if you're on the 10th floor? I've done seminars before where I ask people, how many people checked in a hotel in the last 6 weeks? Well, 3/4 of people raised their hand. So how many people checked the fire escape? How many people knew where the fire exit was or even checked for it? No one raises their hand because it's such a one in a zillion shot the hotel is going to catch on fire. But what happens if you're at that hotel and it catches on fire and you don't know where the fire escape is? You're dead. Real simple stuff. Outside the country, you know, try and know the important facilities around where you're staying. Important facilities are law enforcement agencies, government embassies, you know, hospitals where something happens. What if you're outside the country and you get run over by a car, fall down and bang your head and don't know who you are? You know, there's travel, there's websites you can go to that can help increase your safety. There's one called www.safetravel.com. This website, you log in, put all your contact information in it, and what it does is when you're outside the country, it notifies every embassy that you're going to of where you'll be, when you'll be there. It also has your contact information back in America. So if something happens to you while you're over in that country and you need help, they can find out who to contact back in the U.S. to get you that help. There's a lot of websites and things out there to really increase your safety, because look at what's going on in the world right now. I mean, crime's rampant in this country. We have terrorists. We have ISIS cutting people's heads off on TV and posting it live on the Internet. I mean, it's a scary time, and we all need to be more aware.
It is a scary time, and a lot of it always amazes me at how little people will prepare for these types of things. So these are great tips. Now, what you do is you have both a video, and we're going to talk about in a second, but you talk to groups about this all over the country, groups that are getting together, like groups like Vistage International, which are groups of business owners. So how does your course work? Is it a half-day course, an all-day course? And obviously you cover all the things that we've talked about, but do you also show people how they can, what the first move they can make if they need to defend themselves, some basic tips there?
Absolutely, absolutely. That actually takes most of the time in the half-day course. It's a three-hour course. The first 50, 60 minutes is all about the awareness training and psychology training. All the rest of it's actual hands-on martial art training or self-defense training. And the reason I do that is, I love doing the training. I love showing people how to defend themselves. And I show everyone real simple techniques anybody can learn. Highly effective, what I call street effective self-defense techniques. Because what do you do? Suppose you're walking, you know, down Mexico and two guys try and mug you, pull you behind a building, you know, to murder you, kidnap you, or whatever. You know, you don't have any weapon or anything. You got to be able to defend yourself. So I show people techniques, what I call their escape technique. They create separation escape. They will take somebody down, no question about that. But any goal in my self-defense situation, I want to create, you know, distance so I can get away. I want to escape. I show people real simple techniques, palm heel strikes, grabbing knees, real simple stuff anybody can do and learn in a short amount of time. I show people how to use all these techniques off one frontal assault, two different rear assaults, and also how to defend themselves off the ground in case they ever get taken down. And what's really unique in my training, at the very end of the program, I put myself or my instructor in a fully padded suit. We have actual simulated attacks so people can try their training out to see what it really feels like. Because in training, you know, the best way to train someone is try and duplicate the situation that you're going to really face, what you're training for. You know, I want to try and give people a sense of what it would feel like to be in that confrontation, you know, to be, to strike something that's moving. It's a whole lot different, you know, when you're hitting a bag or practicing than hitting an actual moving target. In 3 hours, we can, you know, people can learn a lot of really useful techniques to defend themselves in case something ever happened on the street.
It's so basic, but your safety is, you know, your life can be at risk before you know it. And who better to learn these techniques from than Bob Thunder Thurman? I mean, who you know, took people down himself. But you lived through an experience that was so horrifying, and out of that came something very valuable for our listeners. So Bob, tell us, you have a video. How do people find out about the video and order that?
Okay, then go to my website, which is www.counterattactics.com, counterattactics, and they can order online. They can call and place an order. The DVD is $10 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. It's a great DVD. I had a man by the name of Dr. James Rascott. He's an internationally known social psychologist. He's one of the foremost authorities in the world on reading nonverbal communication. He was a very good friend of mine when my wife got attacked. I mean, we're still good friends. He's also a former Minneapolis police officer. He was one that was really helped me develop this idea. You know, he got me hooked up with the Minnesota Chiefs of Police Association, and that's where I got to interview criminals and victims and things like that to really, really tune this course up so people could really come out with some real knowledge. It could literally save their life.
And Bob, I want to implore upon our Vistage chairs that are listening and our other people in Vistage groups, tell your chairperson about Bob Thurman and his great workshop. 3 hours, everybody can walk out of there with some peace of mind. Thanks again for joining us today. Great job, and look forward to talking to you again about how it's going with all of this.
Okay, Bill, listen, thank you too very much. And I also want to thank all my Vistage friends out there. I want to thank all the Vistage corporate people that I got to meet about a week and a half ago. I want to say hi to all of them. And listen, thank you very much. Anytime you need me, you know where I'm at. Okay, sir?
Appreciate it, Bob. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back with another guest, so please stay tuned.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.